If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned.
I'm Bob.
Yeah, I'm Ted. And what are we talking about today, Bob?
Well, I was reading some news articles the other day. I know that's pretty stupid, but...
You know? As long as you didn't go down to the library and pick up, you know 1920s type stuff, right? Well, maybe for research, but as long as you didn't do that, I'm okay.
Yeah, no, and I didn't go grab the newspapers that are hanging on bamboo sticks, you know, nothing like that.
Right.
But it's like, because there's, you know, it's dangerous for sure, but...
Right.
There's
right,
no
right.
sports to read, so you know I fill my time strictly trying to avoid political right. news, but I don't ever succeed at that anyways. But anyway, so I was right. reading, and you know, one of the things that sort of struck me was the Michael Jordan story, and
The Last Dance. The Last Dance. Yeah.
And
which I've watched 6 episodes so far. I really like it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, fantastic yeah. stuff, right?
It's the only thing on reviews. Fucking television right now. But yeah, what the hell, right? it's like the old days, right? We got 3 channels. Well, which one are we going to watch?
You know, and it's like there's a guy, Craig Hodges, right? He played a little earlier, right? Hodges, right? And and he was, you know, really torqued at Michael for calling it the traveling cocaine circus.
Yeah, probably because he was one of the guys doing the cocaine. Who knows, right?
You know, he was all upset because he's wondering how people are going to, you know, watch this thing and then try to explain, you right. know, to their kids right. that are watching with him that, you know, that was Daddy in that right. picture.
Yeah, I mean, well, come on, look at Dennis Rodman. He was a walking drug and nutcase.
Oh, right? Yeah, you know, Chairman Mao, real big fan.
Yeah, oh, God, what a... talk about a nightmare person anyway, right? Dennis Rodman had serious issues.
Well, yeah.
serious issues, right?
Yeah, you know, you got to wonder how much of it was truth and honest and how much of it was just showmanship for money, right? Because we all know
what part are you talking about?
Well, the more outrageous you are,
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Well, Rodman was one of those people. I think some people just, they, you know, want attention. I'm not convinced that it's, you know, more than that. Some people just like, I didn't get the attention I won when I was a kid, so I want it as an adult.
You know, so I got to thinking about that, and there's a couple other news articles that I'll bring up in a second. But I was thinking, you know, is honesty real, right? You know, or what is truth? You know, I sort of got into those kind of conversations because they're talking about cocaine, right? The one guy's, you know, trying to be honest and saying that, you know, well, I don't want somebody's kids realizing that guy did that, right? You know, it's like...
Right.
But, you know, and some people would joke around and say, you know, well, I only did it because I liked the way it smelled.
Yeah.
Which has got some truth in it, probably, right?
Probably. I love the way you added the probably at the end. Oh, geez, Bob. Jesus.
But there's,
I won't say another word.
But there's not really honest, yeah. right? And so the two don't dovetail very well. So,
well, honesty and truth are facts. That's you know, they're related, but, you know, it's a different discussion.
They're separate. Yeah, they're separate.
They're separate, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I...
We should focus on truth first. Well, right? What's truth?
So here's the other article facts, I read. Yeah. Well, you know, we could talk about William Barr all day, but let's not talk about him at this point, because that rhymes with Flynn.
The whole, you know, I'm gonna lie, right? until I get caught.
Well, you know, that's it.
And even then, maybe I'll still lie because I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah. This whole thing. So the other article that really caught my eye was this: the American mercenaries that were caught in Venezuela.
Right, that was on the news.
Trying to overthrow Maduro.
Right.
You know, the article that I read was written as if it was some sort of American ideals at play, right? That these guys were there trying to free the people of Venezuela from Maduro, right? But as I read on, it turned out that these American mercenaries that were there, they weren't there to support what I would call American ideals, Ted. Things like, you know, life and the pursuit of happiness, right? Liberty, right? That kind of thing. Yeah. It was really, it's their story in the background when you dig into the facts, if we could call it that, was something more like the 1980s version of America, right? Which was greed is good, right? These guys were doing it because they were going to get paid $213 million.
Oh my God. And who, it must have been the government funded thing then. It had to be. It couldn't have been it was another country or an organization that was indirectly funded. So
well,
I always wonder about that.
CIA.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This comes into guns for Contra, right?
Right. It's, you know, getting back to what Reagan and Bush did, right? They would funnel this money into these groups. Right. And try to, and they do it through other organs like the FBI, like the CIA, to make sure that, they had their hands washed of it. Right. To some extent.
Well, that's how they manipulate it. Right. So they throw these guys in there and maybe they get lucky and they assassinate Maduro. And then, they feel like that's an improvement politically and, more importantly, business environment wise.
Well, financially, right. And a lot of it has to do with the financial arrangements between the United States and United States companies and these other countries. You know, if you've got a guy in some country who's a dictator who is causing problems financially for corporations in America, right, that are doing business either directly or indirectly with the federal government, then the one thing you want to do if you're in power, and by the way, you get kickbacks like Dick Cheney did with Halliburton, what you want to do is try to get some, fix that situation, spend a little money to make a lot more.
Yeah, it's that big Operation Iraqi Liberation, right? It's all about big oil in the case of Iran and Iraq and Venezuela.
Well, exactly. They were afraid that Saddam would go in and take over these other countries and control all the oil most of the oil in the Middle East and raise and basically, put companies in the United States at hurt. That's what that was about, which is hysterical, right?
Well, yeah, they put him in power to begin with, and then he gave him the finger, and then they said, we'll teach you a lesson, but we've talked about this.
Well, you're talking about Bush 1.
Yeah, exactly. And then, basically they got stupid and killed him, and look where we are now. But maybe that's because the other, industrialized business world wanted to sell more bullets or whatever, but that's another story.
Well, why do you think we have such a great relationship with the Saudis, right? It's not because they're ruthless when they don't like they have them killed like they did that one guy, who was a journalist. They believe that as long as the oil keeps on funneling through and we get good deals, who gives a shit?
There's
right?
truth and honesty, right? Again, right? It's like, they're claiming they didn't know anything about it in the beginning, right?
But we have a little bit different values at least, you know, the Judeo-Christian ethics, which, you know, we can argue positive or negative anytime we want, but some of the good things came out of that. You know, we were supposed to be, honesty is a good policy.
Oh,
know,
absolutely.
All these other things.
Yeah.
Especially growing up, right? You don't want to lie. You don't, you know,
imagine what the
confess
world
your
would
sins
be like.
And everything else, right?
Imagine.
Well, yeah, but, you know, and
John
I'm not
Lennon
saying everything.
A song about that.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying everything that. Religion does is well, that's a separate podcast, but what I'm saying is that, you know, in the long run, I've never known anybody that told the truth or I'm sorry that lied that in the long run it didn't catch up with them in one way or the other.
Well,
right? Lies
this is
do,
the karma
they
law
do catch
you're
up
talking
to
about
yeah it's karma. We were talking about that earlier today, right, about karma. So It's exactly right. I unfortunately, there's a lot to be said about karma. It's, you can believe it or not believe it, but gee whiz, I've seen it come to roost, come home to roost.
Well,
people.
That truly is a sword that cuts both ways.
Yeah, it does.
Good,
right?
And bad. Right?
Yeah.
If you do good, you get good come back at you. Yeah.
Not always, but yeah, the predominant of the time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. It's part of the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, but you know, I got to say this, you know, so you've got this world that we live in, I think is where we're going with this. We have this world,
right,
we live in where,
yeah,
what
where
is,
are we going with
what
this,
passes
Bob?
For the truth. Yeah.
Right.
What passes for the truth, is oftentimes, far from that. And so we are living in basically a dishonest society, right, where people,
well, yeah,
or, you know, I mean, there's that thing where it's, you know, I think you said it earlier, fact, you know, there's facts,
right,
and then there's opinions,
the
right,
right,
so, you
right.
know,
well,
you know, me thinking you're an idiot because you wear orange pants or something, that's an opinion, right,
that's
not
an opinion,
fact.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, most of the time, you know, when you listen to Trump, it's an opinion and it's not facts, or it's just lies. It's flat out lies. I mean, I think they showed that over 80% of the time, Trump doesn't tell the truth. Over 80%. Yeah. And
he's pathological.
Yeah.
He cannot help himself.
Yeah.
It's so far ingrained into his thought patterns.
Yeah. And yeah. Okay. Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Let's keep going because we're.
And he's even mixed that in with the metaphysical stuff of. Of the Crystal Church, right? But you know, so here's right. It's like the devil,
psycho,
right? The devil,
yeah, psychobabble.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So then, you know, but here's the thing that like really struck me as I read through all these articles, right? It's like it seems that what people in general, and I'm going to generalize here, value is just too easily swayed by those who are adept at controlling or convincing others.
Right.
Right? It's like, you know, right. we're not critical thinkers as a whole. And right. I'd like to just point out that for a very long time, and I'll even go back to like before I was born, right? W.C. Fields, right? Who said a sucker is born every minute. And yeah. That's still true today, right? Although maybe it's four or five are born every minute, right? Because there's so many more people. But,
right.
And what's really funny in this statement to me is that everybody, they laugh at that statement, right? But everybody thinks, well, I'm not that sucker.
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10 they are, and they just don't realize it. And part of the problem is they trust, you know, and here's the thing I want to get out on the table. If, you know, I'm one of those people that believe, you know, there was a mantra from different companies, and, you know, one of the companies I work for, I'm not going to tell you, but it was, the rule was trust but verify. Now, that was with scientific data, right? You know, you trust the data for if it's coming from somebody that's trustworthy, but then you verify. Now, in the real world, I say, don't trust, go verify. Right.
Exactly.
Because and it's not. And again, you know, if you listen to let's say you listen to Fox News or MSNBC, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, because this guy brought up this dumb fuck Trump brings up this thing about, oh, it's fake news. It's fake news. It's really fake news. Guess what? Most of the time, okay, predominantly on these states that are really shown. It's not fake news, okay, but it is on some of these off when it's opinions, right? You got to be very careful between the opinions of somebody and somebody that's just telling facts.
Well, he's a classic example of that.
Just say,
of
this is what happened. Here's the video. This is what, oh, it's fake news. No, it's not fake news. It's on video. This is what the guy did. Guys drove down the road and they shot a guy with a shotgun. That's not fake news, you dick. It is real. It's a video. It shows it. Right? Maybe there are some circumstances around that we haven't seen yet, but that's real. Okay, so shut up. Stop calling it fake news.
Yeah, he's very good at lying, you know, and people believe him for that.
That's the
point. And
that's why you have to go verify things, and you don't. And you, the man, if you go back in history, the man has lied, and a man that's been bankrupt three times, that's lied his way through so many things. You got to sit there and say, well, wait a second, okay? If he lied about that, he can lie about this. And plus, the man's got to tell. He crosses his arm and he kind of shrugs, gets his shoulders all every time. He knows he's not telling the truth. It's like, well, I heard this. I heard that. No, you didn't hear that. You just made that up because you didn't want to look bad in front of the media, so you make it up. So he's got to tell people, and you've got to watch it because it's funnier than hell.
If you listen to the pros, Ted, if you listen to the pros, right? Listen to the pros, the psychologists, right? And I don't think I've ever heard one say anything different than he is a classic case of a pathological liar. And liars always do that thing of where they accuse somebody else of it, right? It's not my fault, it's somebody else, and I'm always the best. Right, because he's got some sort of inferiority complex going
on. Yeah, he does.
On top of it.
Well, that's obvious.
He's just a psychological
That came from his dad,
mess.
Though. If you read his history, Bob, it came from his father. His father was very domineering, and basically, you know, he wanted his daddy's recognition, right? And that's why, you know, he became eventually the favorite son because the other son was drunk and useless, right? And just lived off
the money. If I had him for a father, I'd probably be a drunk and useless too.
Yeah, well, his dad was not a good man. I mean, that just by evidence, you know.
Yeah.
But neither is Trump. Yeah. You know, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
You know, so there we are, right? We've got you know, a general population, right, that tends to believe, you know, people in general, we tend to believe people that lie. More than we believe people that are telling the truth or speak to facts.
No,
and
I
it's
don't
because,
think that's
it's because
it.
Lies. True, Hitler. You just go down the list, right? Of people that are in power are typically always the best liars.
Yeah, but I think what's going on there, Bob, is I think you get this herd mentality that they talk about. You know, with regards to. You know, if you're not one of us, you're one of them, type of thing. In other words, if you get into a crowd and, you know, suddenly the mass of the crowd is cheering for one person and you're like surrounded by these people, there is a pressure, you know, of real physical and emotional pressure to say, boy, I better get with this, whether it's right or wrong. And if it's wrong, you have the urge to get away. If you're one of those people that can say, I got to get away from this. But, you know, if you were to go to any crowd where everybody's cheering this one person, right, and doesn't matter what they're cheering for, right, and you're the minority, you feel it. And that's what's been going on, where these people go, well, you know, my next door neighbor, it's like this. They everything about Hillary Clinton, she was a bad person. She did this. She did all these. Even though the overwhelming evidence, and boy, they got into that person's life over the past 40. Just the facts. The facts didn't support it. But you had the other side perpetuating lie after lie after lie after lie.
When you ask people who say, I can't stand her, why?
Yeah, they can't answer. They can't tell the truth.
They can't.
Because they don't.
They don't know.
Well, no, what they do is they cite Rush Limbaugh and they cite Fox News, and you go, wait
a
second.
But she's crooked.
Do you know the truth?
But they say general, broad things, Ted, like she's crooked. Yeah.
Well, yes, but they have no data. And I go, and this is why I said trust, the kind of trust but verify. So if you can think for yourself, you stand back and say, wait a second. you know, regardless of your opinion, I don't care what you're telling me. What does the data say? What is the data? What's the facts? Do we know the facts? And by the way, with her, we know all the facts because she's her life has been just put through the ringer. It's an open book, right? Anybody that's been there, and of course, Trump has too. But the problem is the other side propagated lie after lie after lie until people started believing it, right? And well, you know, with
the, yeah, that's, oh, that's,
and I know I'm going to use another bad example.
Points we're talking about today, right? Is yeah. that
well, Mein Kampf,
the lie
Mein Kampf
becomes
was
the
an
truth
opinion.
Somehow, yeah. and people aren't right. honest about it, right? They're not honest
well,
about
no,
it to
but
say, wow.
I think, again, the herd mentality. I think people listen, Bob, and they don't go any deeper than what they hear. Instead of following up and saying, okay, what's the truth here? I got to think for myself. Instead of, you know, and they go, well, that sounds right. I'm going to dislike this person because that's what the guy on TV said, and I like the person on TV. Well, come on. That's stupid. That's just being stupid. And, you know, you need to think for yourself and say, okay, is this person telling the truth?
Well, stupid and, is as stupid does. Yeah.
Right. By the way, they did a analysis. These are all independent studies because I always look for the independent studies that are non-political, apolitical. And a lot of them come from universities. And people say, well, universities lie. So shut up. You know, most of the time, these are starving students. They have no dog in the hunt, right? And they do the studies and they find out, you know, what news organizations tell the truth. It turns out that from really hard facts, about 35% of the time Fox News tells the truth, right? Which means most of the time they lie. Now, there's about 70% of the time there's elements of truth in what they say.
Oh, yeah. That's all it
okay,
takes.
But it's not the whole truth.
Exactly.
But,
it's not honest.
But if,
it's not
right,
honest.
But if you have, but if you just go, okay, is everything they said during this window correct? Only 35% of the time was 100% correct. So you say, okay, now, MSNBC is a little bit better. Turns out they're like 62 or 63, where there's elements of truth. They're not 100%, right?
That's right.
Now, you'll never get anybody 100% because sometimes when you report something, you don't get all the facts straight. What I have problems with is that these news organizations have become opinion organizations, not news organizations.
They are not. They're talk shows.
Yeah.
They are
right,
all it's, talk shows.
Yeah. Well, in the remember Walter Cronkite?
That
where,
was news
remember he
reporting.
Used to sit. He would just go on TV and say, "This is what happened," and he was a professional, and that's all he did.
That's right.
And I had tremendous respect for that.
So did I. So did I. I thought he was a great reporter. Truly was. There was reporting back in those days. NPR is probably the closest thing that we have left.
It's the closest,
to that.
Yeah.
These days, but
oh, it's like we watched this guy on I don't know if it's CBS or NBC, I don't know what station, David Muir, right? You know, he gets on every night, you know, like it's like today's news, everything's fucking falling apart again, right? You know, and you're like,
yeah.
like okay, David, you know, give us some, and then at the very end, he says, I'll do something light, but for 29 out of 30 minutes here, which of course, you know, in reality, it's about 14 minutes because the rest of it's commercials, he's just bombarding you with disaster after disaster, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong? The world's coming to an end.
So Ted, let's, yeah. we're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick here. So let me pose a question to you here.
Yeah.
So, knowing what we know in how people are behaving as a practice throughout history for mankind, right?
Right.
Is it possible for us to actually instill honesty? You know, as you said earlier, maybe it's a Judeo-Christian, but I kind of think honesty... Yeah. transcends all religions, and
I think it does.
It's a very core of who people are, but there's a very core that's been minimized to such a point that it's hard to tell what is honest these days, because like you said earlier, there's so much truth mixed in with falsehoods that it's just enough to give you the hint that it might be truthful or honest, but it typically isn't. What can we do, Ted? How do we wrap this up to say, you know, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think the two things have to happen. I think it's societal, but I also think that the other part. I think the future is really because of these the medical problem with the virus and future things that are going to happen. We haven't talked about what the future will be for other viruses. I think science is going to force us into a path where without the data, we die. And I really think that that's going to force us into a different world. What are the facts, right? What's the real data behind everything?
Oh, but even in the face of that, with this administration, we've learned a new phrase. Thank you, Kellyanne Conway. Alternative facts.
No, those are Kellyanne Conway is going to be off this earth one of these days, and she's going to fade into the history of bad people, right? And we know that already. And the great news, the bad news is that while things are happening, we have to live with the lies, right? And it's hard to distinguish the truth from the lies. Post-fact, history will usually right the wrongs. Usually the truth comes out. And the great thing is that usually people do write books. Usually people for colleges and schools and everything. And those are the ones that people who are very academic inclined, the truth does come out. And that's the only good news.
I wonder what the stats are. Sorry to cut in on you, but I wonder what the stats are on if you were to go around and ask, you know, a large enough sample to have it be accurate, you know, enough people to have the data be accurate. But if you were to ask them what their values were, right, I think you'd probably find 60% of the people don't even know what values are.
They would say something, but it would not be correct. That would be they would say, well, these are my values.
I value
you'd say,
football.
No, that's not a value.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, and I think
and you got to wonder where honesty, if that even shows up. You know what I mean?
Well, I have always wanted to sit down and really talk to a person that's, you know, a Trump supporter and really understand the depth. And unfortunately, I have talked to a few people, but and it's a small sample, unfortunately, and their depth of what's going on is so bad that you say, wait a second, I've got to dismiss you because you don't really know. You're basically, it's blind faith. And it's like, I can't support a person that support. I mean, religion is one thing. That's fine. You can do blind faith of that. But not a political figure that lies continuously. You cannot have blind faith in that circumstance because you're hurting everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. I don't want to walk.
It's like the people.
Yeah, I don't want to walk through the forest with you because you're going to walk us right off a cliff because you have blind faith. You're
blind.
Well,
I don't want to walk down the street without a mask and have some guy that is going, I'm not going to get the coronavirus because I'm immune, right? So I'm going to run around and touch everything. You know, some at some point you got to say, okay, you're a fucking moron. You're going to hurt yourself and people around you, right? I don't want to be associated with people like that. And that's the way I feel. These people that come out in these rallies right now that are standing next to each other and don't understand science and don't understand the facts, and they're the ones that are going to hurt people around
it's
them. And
education
hurt
levels is the, you know what, to answer my question to you earlier.
No,
Ted,
that, it's
I can
stupidity.
Do that.
Education is one thing. Yeah. No. There are people out there that are not educated but are smart enough to know, hey, common sense, I'm going to get, I better do this because this is really bad.
But those are educated people. I mean, not always.
Not always.
I'm not saying university degrees, right? I'm not saying degreed people.
Right.
I'm saying educated people, people that, you know, Will Rogers, I don't know if he went to university school or not, but that was a very educated man, right? He was who read, who understood, who thought, right?
Right.
Thought about stuff.
Right.
You know, besides
unlike Rush Limbaugh, who's not educated, by the way, and basically spouts just opinions, but he makes a fortune because he's got a lot of people that aren't as clever as he is that are listening.
It's
right?
So sad.
Yeah, and he is, if you think about why is he clever, it's very simple. He's one of those, he does spout about 17-18% of what he says is the true, it has elements of the truth in it. The rest is just flat out lies.
Well, it's anger,
what he says.
And he's able to push buttons on people.
That's it. but it's not the truth.
Yep.
And people, if you, and by the way, they've done too much research on the guy. He's been around for enough years. They've got the data. It's overwhelming. Yeah, he does not tell the truth.
It's like the Adolf Hitler playbook, right? It's like, you know, you tell them about all the
trouble.
That's
what I said about Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Mein Kampf was not telling it had elements. Mein Kampf, if you know anything about his book, my book, right?
Yeah.
Has elements of the truth, and he got enough people. And that's, and here's the thing that's very dangerous. It's this group. It's that, I called it herd, but it's group think. Mm-hmm. You get this group think, whether it's factual or whether it's not, people get emotionally involved or attached. And people that get into that crowd are afraid to say, stand up and say, no, yeah. This isn't right.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're just going with the crowd to go with the crowd because that's the momentum, right? But if
But it's a fear factor. If I'm not with them, I'm alone.
It's education and awareness. You know, that's what's missing in this whole discussion about truth and honesty.
And I know what you mean now by education. I agree. And I should be the one to tout education since I'm the one with it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You got the doctorate going everything. There.
Yeah, I got too many degrees on my wall. But I know too many. Yeah, right. You can take a few of mine. Go ahead. But anyway.
There's a business for that, I think.
Yeah, right.
Trump,
yeah, that's
Trump
where I got
ran
mine.
One, didn't
right?
he?
I got mine on the internet.
Yeah, Trump did one.
Yeah, wow. Right. Trump University, where he never went to a university. Yeah, he didn't even get through Wharton.
Oh, so. It's amazing. But, stunning. Yeah. Anyways, we're like way over here. We're like...
I know. I don't know how to do this so, now. Either that, we keep on going to make it into two.
Ted, thank you for the enlightening conversation.
Yeah,
you're welcome, I think we're going to have to wrap it up here. We'll have to come back and maybe hit on this whole topic of education and awareness and honesty and all the other values that seem to be sorely missed.